When doctors write prescriptions, it's usually for medication. But one Seattle doctor wants to change that. She wants her colleagues to prescribe food to help patients change what they eat. We have more now from KUOW's health reporter, Ruby DeLuna.
You don't expect to see doctors in a kitchen. Normally, you'll find this group of newly minted doctors at Swedish Cherry Hill Hospital seeing patients. But on this Monday afternoon, they're chopping onions, red bell peppers, and mushrooms.
This is beginnings of a spaghetti meat sauce. So the onions and beef.
The class is working in groups of four. The task is to make spaghetti and meat sauce. Each group will make a variation of the recipe. Soon, the smell of brown beef fills the kitchen. Bryn Chachevich and his teammate Barry Lasko check on the meat.
I think it looks cooked. I mean, it's still going to cook.
It's still going to cook more. I think we should add everything.
This is a hands-on class on nutrition. Yes, nutrition.
We just, like, don't get any training in nutrition in medical school.
Nearby, Kirsten Day Hansen is making a different meat sauce with her team. She says med school gave them some nutrition basics.
It's like, okay, guys, Mediterranean diet, it's a thing. The end.
Her colleague Barry Lasko agrees. It's not enough to go on when they see patients.
We're so often telling our patients, diet and exercise, but we never are told what that means.
And sometimes doctors don't always set the best examples themselves. They're busy, like everybody else. Lisa Chan admits she tries to put together something quick or easy.
You know, I realized as I was verbalizing that I ate a lot of peanut butter jelly sandwiches, I ate curry from a concentrate that probably has a lot of sodium, and I'm like, oh, this is...
Support for
there's
NPR
kind of a
comes from NPR
here.
Member
me
station.
Telling patients to eat healthy, and then I'm not really doing it, so... Definitely made me more aware.
It might seem like a minor thing, but what doctors know about nutrition can have an impact, says Tanmeet Sethi. And it's not about counting calories or fat. It's about real food, vegetables, fruits, and whole grains.
We're sort of in an epidemic, a predicament here, where most of our country is eating highly processed, highly unhealthy, at-risk food for us in terms of inflammation, heart disease, stroke, depression, brain health. I mean, you could go on and on.
Sethi is a family physician. She started the culinary medicine curriculum at Swedish Cherry Hill. It's based on a program that started at Tulane University. Sethi wants to change the way doctors think about treating chronic diseases. Instead of treating with drugs as the first line of defense,
food makes a big difference. In fact, much bigger difference than most of the pharmaceutical medications we use when used diligently.
And the more hands-on experience doctors have with food, the more likely they'll pass information along to patients, even when office visits are short. Remember the spaghetti and meat sauce the doctors were making? The cooking's done. Everyone's gathered in a conference room to taste the four dishes.
What you're trying to do when people come in is try to figure out what are you eating and how can I help you change that just a little.
Sethi says just adding some mushroom and bell peppers can make a difference.
I just almost halved my calorie intake, and I upped my fiber and got some phytonutrients from those vegetables, right?
Sethi moves on to the next plate. Same sauce with added vegetables, but with lentils mixed in.
So you really get some bang for your fiber buck there, right?
The last dish has zero meat, but all vegetables and lentils. The goal, says Sethi, is not to ask patients to overhaul their diet. Change can be small and gradual.
The point is there's so many options, right? And your job is to talk to patients about how to make change that's sustainable and doable, right? No one who's eating number one on a weekly basis is going to go to number four and like you, okay? They are going to be cursing you.
The doctors will return to the kitchen throughout their residency. Eventually, Tanmeet Sethi hopes to create a similar class for patients. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.